This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Coloradans have opinions about education. A new survey says most Coloradans support a school funding ballot measure, while support for four-day school weeks is mixed. Here's CPR's Jenny Brundine.
Voters have rejected school funding measures multiple times, but a proposed ballot measure this year to raise about $980 million for schools may have more of a chance. 65% of respondents to a survey from Magellan Strategies say they would vote for the measure. About half say four-day school weeks reflect the will of local communities. Also, 70% want a broader set of standards to judge school quality instead of relying so heavily on test scores. The state is currently auditing the school accountability system to see if it's fair and working. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A pioneering Colorado clerk and recorder has died. Cleta Rorex was 78. She was the first county clerk to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples in Boulder County in 1975. Marty Moore, the executive director of the LGBTQ nonprofit Out Boulder County, said she spent the last years of her life dedicating herself to advocating for the queer community.
I don't know how many marriage certificates she signed for people as witnesses. She was down in the mix. As long as she was able and up and going, she was at every event.
The marriage licenses Rorex issued are on display at History Colorado's Rainbows and Revolutions exhibit through the end of the year. A summertime tradition is back in Boulder. Here's CPR's Eden Lane.
The Boulder Concert Band can trace its history and traditions back to the ICC Silver Cornet. The community band of more than 50 volunteer musicians from the metro area invites people to bring a chair, a picnic, and take an hour to sit and enjoy the music. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
The band's free performances are Monday nights in North Boulder Park. This is CPR News and KRCC.